Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents How to Eat Fried Worms by Thomas Rockwell. Chapter 1. The Bet.
Hey, Tom, where were you last night?
Yeah, you missed it.
Alan and Billy came up the front walk. Tom was sitting on his porch steps, bouncing a tennis ball.
Old man Tater caught Joe as we were climbing through the fence, so we all had to go back, and he made us pile the peaches on his kitchen table, and then he called our mothers. Joe's mother hasn't let him out yet.
Where were you?
Tom stopped bouncing the tennis ball. He was a tall, skinny boy who took his troubles very seriously.
My mother kept me in.
What for?
I wouldn't eat my dinner.
Alan sat down on the step below Tom and began to chew his thumbnail.
What was it?
Salmon casserole.
Billy flopped down on the grass, chunky, snub-nosed, freckled.
Salmon casserole's not so bad.
Wouldn't she let you just eat two bites?
Asked Alan.
Sometimes my mother says, well, all right, if I'll just eat two bites.
I wouldn't eat even one.
Well, that's stupid, said Billy. One bite can't hurt you. I'd eat one bite of anything before I'd let them send me up to my room right after supper.
Tom shrugged.
How about mud? Alan asked Billy. You wouldn't eat a bite of mud.
Alan argued a lot, small, knobby-kneed, nervous, gnawing at his thumbnail, his face smudged, his red hair mussed, shirt tail hanging out, shoelaces untied.
Sure I would, Billy said. Mud? What's mud? Just